Parker right on the horse again today at the right corner spot? Just how does he bounce back from the other night?
You know, he's got to be like any player, you know, especially out there at the edges. You know, you need to have a short memory. You have to learn from whatever happens to you out there. And obviously, he's got to play that particular route better than he did. So he's back out there, and we're really in the same point where, you know, we're competing. Everybody's in there rotating through, and, you know, it's a healthy competition.
What does Sean Smith have to do that he hadn't done yet to
I think he's done a really good job, you know, and like I said, we're just, from the get-go, we said, hey, this is how they're starting. As you guys know, in a lot of these packages out there, they all play at the same time. It's far less separated than it might appear sometimes in who's the one, who isn't the one, but as far as reps and that. But they're just going to keep competing, and then, you know, we're going to I hope they make it a hard decision on us. You know, that would be the best thing for us, so that'd be great.
Are they making it a hard decision for
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They're working. Sean's done a really good job. You know, Ron's had a really good run through camp, you know, done a really good job. So I think both those guys have really, really stood out. I think Gaines has done a good job coming along, you know. Young guy's got a lot to learn. We got him playing two positions, so that's challenging. But I think all those guys have just, you know, from the very first time we talked to him, we said, hey, camp is all about technique, you know, and you need to hone your technique, because that's what's going to ultimately allow you to be successful out there on those 16 Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays, whatever day we're playing out there.
Are there any other personnel decisions like that you'd call difficult?
No. I think we got some really good competition at all the particularly the linebacker position inside and out. Well, you know, I think there's some really good some battles going on there, and guys that are performing well, and that again is to me really a positive and healthy for our room, and it makes everybody better.
Playing next to Derek Johnson on the inside, seems like there's been a lot of rotation there next to Derek Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's just what I'm saying. I think that all those guys have gone in there. Joe's done a really good job. Josh has come in, and, you know, of course, he's familiar with the system, but they've all done it. Nico's done a good job. So those, to me, are pluses for us, you know, and however that shakes out, it shakes out. But I know we got some good football players there.
Bob, what went into the decision for Jay Howard to get so many snaps on Thursday? How do you think he held up?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, DeVito's not being up, you know, pushed Jay up with all the groups, so he got a lot of reps there. You know, I thought he did a good job. You know, he's got a lot of little things he's got to work on, you know. And you know, I think he's done a good job in camp, but it's much like the comments we were just saying for the DBs. You know, D-line's the same thing. This is when you got to hone your technique, you know, and you got to become really good at this stuff, because as the season goes, you know, we don't get as many padded practices, obviously, and so for a D lineman, this is big for us.
What are some of the areas of growth we've seen in him over the last year or so?
Well, I think one, he understands the system better. He's been able to have some flexibility in where he's played. You know, he has flashes of really good athleticism. You know, he can be a very explosive guy, and, you know, for his standpoint, the thing he has to do is become more consistent, you know, and if he does that, he's going to be a good football player for us.
When he came in last year missing everything off season training camp, was he just not ready to be able to play a lot?
Well, yeah, I think it's like anything. I mean, you're coming into a new system, you know. He doesn't know the system. We don't know him, really. So it takes a little bit longer. And when you come in like he did as the season starts, you know, there's not a lot of time that you can spend with a guy. You know, you're into specific game planning. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you haven't built your technique thing here, if you haven't put a lot in the bank in those areas in camp and OTAs and that, it's harder in the season because you're crunched on time, and then you're also very specific in your game plan.
Walker kind of competing at the same spots, do the same things?
Or well, Vance, we've had to, you know, moved out to big end. He's played inside, and that's part of this camp too, is, you know, we got to develop some depth here, and, you know, some games we don't take as many D linemen to the game, so somebody's got to be able to play multiple positions. So they're playing similar positions, but I wouldn't say they're the exact same positions.
Can Jay do some nose tackle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's played inside, and he's done it. And, you know, Vance, that's kind of what he's done in the past. We've asked him to kind of expand his role a little bit and go out and be the big end. And, you know, he's done a nice job trying to learn that.
The big end for Howard, little nose tackle. What about the three tech? Is he?
Yeah, they're going to because they have to play all three of those. They just, some of them major, and, you know, and not only that, but sometimes a formation will come up and they got to shift and they end up being, every guy up there plays tech, nose technique and one technique and three technique. So it really isn't that challenge. It's what you're really majoring in.